USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Henri has weakened into a tropical depression, but is still dumping heavy rains across southern New England. The storm made landfall Sunday afternoon in Rhode Island after weakening from hurricane strength. Henri is forecast to continue dumping rain through Monday night, with 3 to 6 inches expected in Long Island, New England, and parts of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, with isolated totals of 10 to 12 inches possible in northern New Jersey and southern New York. And President Biden addressed the nation on Sunday afternoon to update the country on the situation in Afghanistan. The president reiterated that U.S. troops would remain in the country until all Americans have been evacuated, while also intimating that the August 31st deadline may be extended in order to complete that effort. Biden said that the risk of an attack from ISIS has led U.S. troops on the ground to extend the perimeter around the Kabul airport in an effort to protect those evacuating from the country. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.